But my kids at school play with rings, which is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
The same thing.
They don't call it anything?
They don't call it anything. Mm.
Did you ever hear of quoits?
No.
Okay. And a male sheep is called?
A ram.
And a female?
She's a ewe.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff sheep have on their backs is?
Wool.
And a male hog is called?
A male hog is called? And she's a sow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what he is.
Starts with a B.
A bee.
Often you think of them as being wild.
A boar.
Yes.
If you said boar,
would you mean a wild one necessarily? Or just
yes, I always think in terms of a wild pig.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A wild hog when I think of boar.
Do you have any other names for wild hogs?
No.
Ever hear Piney Woods Rooter?
No.
Razorback?
Razorback.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean a wild hog?
That means a wild hog.
Not just the University of Arkansas football team. I think that's what they are.
No, Razorback's a wild hog.
Mm-hmm. Javelina?
Never heard of
it. Okay, I think that's in Texas because I think it's a Spanish term. What would you call a male hog that had been altered?
One who had been altered. He's probably castrated.
Yeah, but what would you call him?
I don't know what he's called.
Did you ever hear of B-A-R-R-O-W?
Now that would be barrel.
But you never heard a male hog called that?
No.
Okay. That is something else that you'd hardly ever find a city person who knew.
No.
Now, you mentioned a sow as a female. Do you have a different name for a female who has not had pigs?
No.
How about the what would you call a little one?
A little pig.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call a little pig a piglet.
Okay. How about one that's older?
Maybe a suckling.
Mm-hmm. Does the term show mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. And the stiff hairs on a hog's back are called?
Bristles.
And the long teeth they have are called?
Tusk.
Okay. You would never say tush?
No.
When you said tusk just then, was that the singular or the plural?
Tusk. I guess that's singular. I mean, I guess that's plural.
Okay.
For tusk.
Okay. Hard to tell with those words.
Yes, one tusk and two tusks.
Okay. we did that other one. You said castrate for altering a male. Would that apply to any male animal?
That would apply to any male animal.
Okay.
Or human.
Do you have any other, you have any other, I didn't ask you that though, but do you have any other term for that process?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then a noise made by a calf when it's being weaned. The calf begins.
They all moo, don't they?
All right. Is that what a cow does too?
A cow moves.
Is there a gentler noise that a cow makes?
I don't think so.
Away in a manger, the cattle are... Second stanza of Away in a Manger. The cattle are something the poor baby wakes.
I can't think of what it is.
The cattle are, the poor baby wakes. The little Lord Jesus. Did you ever say the cow lows?
Lows, yes. But I've never said it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought I was being poetic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or literary. Yeah. But... lows would be a gentler type of mooing.
What does a horse do?
A horse neighs.
Is there a gentler sound for a horse?
A whinny. Is a whinny gentler than a neigh?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Uh-huh.
Good. And if you've got horses and mules and cows and they're all hungry, you say, I'm going out to feed the...
The livestock.
Okay. And if you had chickens and turkeys and geese and they were all hungry, I'm going out to feed the...